Yes, we'll date the tape. Today is November the 29th, 1992. It's roughly 1:40 in the afternoon. We're gathered at the bookstore for a meeting with the commander. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. I thank you for coming. I would hope that you will hold the things we just shared carefully, thoughtfully. It's time now to rise above the me-ness. Why don't I get to do this? Why don't I get to do that? Why is he always down on me? That is a perception that you better grow beyond, because I am never down on anyone. That means that you are thinking in such small compartments of perception that you cannot see beyond. And you must begin to see beyond, or we cannot finish that which we must. I had hoped to avoid having to discuss this very subject for at least a few more days, because I have begun to write about it. And yet now information is flying back and forth to the extent that I must take it up today. I am not going to take it up in the kind of detail for answers that each one of you will want, because the massive overall of the subject that we'll discuss is so big, and it is inclusive of so much wealth, that it will at first be beyond your ability to comprehend it. It's the cover gate of all cover gates, you see, to this point, until you get to the covering up of God, which, of course, is the only important one. But to your survival, to your nation's survival, this is a financial biggie. And because of the interests of various and sundry ones actually in the room and participating in the area in expectations, and because of your lineage and those things that you just know and bits and pieces you've picked up, it will be extremely interesting. So again, the biggest one in the room who is going to be the most curious, because I obviously am going to mention the Philippines, is RJ. No, I won't tell you specifically. I don't want you shot. We're talking about gold and gold certificates. We're talking about the biggest conspiracy of world leaders and world nations ever to hit your planet. We're talking about the burying and the transition and the exchange of gold and bearer certificates, bonds, I guess you may call them. We're talking in terms of, let us say, $275 billion of U.S. promissory bonds, etc., in only one instance. Now, many of you will have heard about this lately. I know that Rick has, because Rick has been in contact in exchange for some other information coming in. I believe Al got some. In our location, we've been sitting on it for over a week. waiting until the proper time that I can get security to begin to unfold this. It isn't that it's secret. I just said I wrote about it long, long ago in some of the first journals. We've talked about it off and on in these massive amounts of gold, etc. And what happened to your gold that set up your reserve against which it was claimed your currency was printed? Obviously, it is now printed and has been for half a century by the Federal Reserve Bank. And that bank is completely tangled up in this. This particular thing is referred to as Treasury Gate, and it's so well put together that there's no need for me to express it. It is so massive that the first thing that you one should think is, this a sting? Are they setting old hat on up? Doesn't matter, Chilas. I don't handle your business nor jeopardize anyone near me by such foolishness. We're not in the business of giving secrets. We're in the business of bringing truth. And if that truth is written, and if that truth is confirmed, then you don't question it. Everything that I give you that does not have confirmation of earthly source, you question greatly. And it slows you down in your ability to discern and act. Now, I welcome all ones who have come. I'm especially honored and pleased to tell you that Annamie's here from South Africa. And at this moment on this tape, I'm not going to tell you anything more about her or her location. It's dangerous. Why would it be dangerous for someone to come from another nation for a few weeks' visit with friends? Because she's a receiver. And ones know. And one's wanting to get information back and forth, just as with the New Zealand group. And by the way, because of the Liberator, and it was spoken this way, they have had to back off, release, and drop all charges against Hart in New Zealand. And they were going to incarcerate him in a mental institution and destroy him. So don't think you're not doing worthy work. When a government has to release somebody and say, because we will not deal with that paper further, we will release him. I want to honor the wisdom of that move. Because you ones may not have much faith in who I might be, but let me tell you, the elite does. And I don't have a problem with it. Or them. I would appreciate it if Annamie would get up and say hello and tell you, just so that your curiosity can be whetted a little bit, about the trilateral meeting that's going to be held in South Africa very shortly now. You see, they don't let you in on these secrets. So you are stuck. You're going to have to get it through bits and pieces, your confirmation. They're not going to call Dharma up on the telephone and say, oh, by the way, would you mind telling Hatton? Enemy, welcome.
Thank you very much.
I'm totally overwhelmed.
Come now. She speaks all the time.
I don't do it by myself.
Neither do you here.
Thanks. I just want to say thank you from everybody in South Africa as well. They all say to me to please say that words can't express what they feel. And I feel exactly the same, so I'm not going to say more about that, because I'm sure you all feel it too. I'm not sure what I must say about that meeting, because it's something which I only heard about, in fact, as I left from the airport.
That's enough. What did you hear? We deal in gossip here. This is the biggest gossip column you're ever going to find. 40 pages a week of pure gossip.
Good. A man contacted me, it was the day before I left for the airport. I had seen him twice or three times at the very most before. He's very much aware of the Freemason activities worldwide. He actually lived in the States for a while as well, I think for a period of about 4 years. And he was very much aware of the fact that there's more going on in South Africa than what meets the eye, because after all, the Rhodes people and the Clan Cecil John Rhodes commander has written about him in the papers and also in the journals, has had everything to do with the New World Order as it's being set up today, because the bulk of the gold, or certainly the most gold concentrates, are in South Africa. It's one of the most mineral-rich countries in the world. And this man, being very much aware of everything, wanted me. He felt from the beginning that there was a reason why we had to meet and why I had to come. As I said, I wasn't even sure what this material meant that he brought. He had blown up a whole lot of photographs and things for me on Friday that I left. And he gave it to me at the airport. I didn't understand half of the material that he had given to me, because I do not understand everything about Freemasonry. I know enough to be aware that there's great danger in it. But he, for instance, blew up certain buildings and things in South Africa, which certainly are controlled and where the companies of many of the elitists are based. And he shared something which was, I don't think many people know about it. The week prior to my coming here, just about anybody who's anybody in South Africa were in London, sitting there for a meeting. I'm not sure with who they met. I cannot remember what this guy said. I cannot even remember if he shared with me, because I was so excited about leaving that I couldn't sort of put two and two together. But as I said, he gave me this huge big envelope with everything in it. And one of the things that he shared was that there's a place called Sun City outside. Well, it's about 2.5 hours' drive from Johannesburg, which is probably the biggest city besides Cairo in Africa. And it's also not very far from where I live. It's about the same distance from where I live. It's one of the biggest gambling places and probably the most modern in the Southern Hemisphere, if not in the world. And they're building a huge big project there, which is called the Lost City. And he shared that he's convinced that they actually plan to set up and finalize the which he called the Antichrist, the one person, and reveal it through the committee and the top leaders of the committee on the 3rd of this month, coming month, December the 3rd, which is the final night of the opening of this whole complex, which they've added onto the Sun City complex. I have no reason to say that it is not so, but what I can tell you, and which I've known for a long time, is that David Rockefeller spent more time in South Africa this year than what he has spent in the United States. Something that this man shared with me is that an air hostess whom he knows, and he's known her for a long time, he's spoken to her about the Freemason activities, happened to have been on the plane on which most of these top people were when they went over to England a week ago. And she contacted him and said to him there's something very fishy going on, because they were there for 3 or 4 days and all came back to South Africa, including the man who's actually masterminded the entire Sun City idea and sold it to the world. And he says that every single one of the top members of the elite are literally in South Africa at the moment for the opening of this show. In fact, some of these blown-up pictures have got things in which I can see, even not knowing that much about it, I can see the relevance and I can see the Freemason signs in them. One doesn't have to know that much.
Let me question this audience just a minute. Does it make more sense to you why you, the United States of America, have 30,000 troops headed for Somalia? I hope you pay attention. Go ahead, Annemie.
Well, while we're talking about the troops, certainly there are more troops, United States troops, in Botswana as well at the air base, which the commander has written about. I'm not exactly sure how many. The figures were quoted to me by somebody different, not the same person that actually brought the other information on Friday before I left. And I was also told, and it was all in the last 2 weeks, so it seems as though it's stuff that I should have brought with me and that had to come, that there is an underground city. I'm not sure whether it's close to the actual air base, this huge, massive base which was built by the United Nations and where the American troops are at present, and this is literally in a bordering country. I'm not sure if it's in that bordering country or whether it's in one of the so-called homelands which we have created within the South African boundaries. There's just so much. You said I shouldn't share everything. I don't know what to share.
That's sufficient. I just wanted ones to be aware that the elite are meeting. That this is all planned. This is all finished. This is underway. And we can continue, you know, to play games. And we can continue to worry about who won the election and what in the world is Mr. Clinton going to do this morning while he goes jogging. He's a puppet, not going to do anything. He's going to do exactly what he's told. This is not a surprise to anyone. If it is, then you haven't paid any attention at all. I'm also asked, well, where is Bo? What happened to our rights? I'm not going to enlighten you a lot about that either. Whether or not you have a sham response going on between him and myself, or if it's legitimate or even reasonable, it's not your business. Your business is whether or not you have leaders worthy of God and yourself to follow, and those discernments must come from self. You have opportunities, as the higher resources can help you, to make some very wise choices and decisions, even at the last moment of flexibility. Many who would have voted for Bo went, instead of to Perot, went right to Clinton because they knew he would win. And you want to be on the winning side. And that represented at least a change from Bush. It represented nothing but a jumping off into the fire pit out of that hot frying pan. But mankind seems to have to learn the hard way, by experience, not by intelligent information of those past experiences. You've done it before, you'll do it again. But this may very well be the last time you will do it on this planet. The word is, with the gossip, I like to gossip. You might know if I pick a subject to gossip about that is pretty important. And there must be some truth in it, or I wouldn't gossip about it, because I'm not a false story planter somewhere. But the latest poop is that Greitz is moving to northern Idaho. Does anybody find that interesting? And think why that might be interesting. Mr. Weaver isn't even up there. Not running loose. And Mr. Greitz has pretty much removed himself from that incident because it's all tangled in with the FBI and the CIA and Special Forces and U.S. Marshals, etc. And there are a lot of Special Forces on either side, both sides. You have two elements of almost everything anymore. One that would enjoy saving a nation and the lives of this wondrous nation of citizens. And ones who will devastate all for either wealth or training or whatever. I would guess that Bo will run for governor, even of Idaho. As important as is that in nearby places, and one of the nations that we will speak of in a minute as being a major, well, not necessarily a major, but a certainly valid participant in this bearer bond ripoff, because it has been labeled lately by this particular author of documents, etc., or this compilation of information. I'll not even share that name yet, but he calls it Treasury Gate. And now it'll start flicking on light bulbs for all of you, because this kind of rumor does get around. But you will notice where it is not getting around. You better watch the newsletters in which it is not getting around, because it's had every opportunity to make the rounds, and if they're still telling you to go offshore to do your banking and to get piles and hordes of gold into your possession, you're being led down the primrose path rapidly. They're trying to save their own assets. And most of those newsletter writers are in that business. You are run out of opportunity. If you don't get your personal business affairs into some kind of order, there is one thing that is actually being presented out there as not only probable, it simply will happen, that all laws regarding estate planning, corporations, your private business, taxation, all of those laws will be made retroactive to the 1st of January, 1993. Well, let us say I want to incorporate in Nevada because I now finally believe. Does that mean that if I cannot do it and I have to wait until January, does that mean that all protection's off? Of course not. But it does mean probably that your name will go down as owner in the state made public to the world. And they will come in with their magnifying glasses to see to it that you do your paperwork right. At this point, privacy is maintained. And yes, you must do your paperwork right, but at least you have some protection under that veil. And you certainly have protection as far as the sheltering system. I didn't say an avoidance system. I said a sheltering. Isn't even avoidance at this point. And that's perfectly legal. It certainly must not ever be an evasion system. Follow the laws of the land and do it properly. And you can avoid a lot of things, including trouble. And if you make errors, that even in your IRS system is acceptable. Deliberate actions against the system will merit you pain. You don't have to do that. They've watched you ones play your elaborate games to avoid. They've watched you slip back into, I will become a sovereign citizen of this state and they have no control over me. When you're in martial law, which you have been since 1933, you are their subjects. And everything they do is legal, even if constitutionally unlawful. They have the gun, do you see? So if you sovereignized yourself as a citizen of only your state and you divested yourself of all of those beast markings, you're going to starve to death. You have just marked yourself with the mark of the beast because you've set yourself aside as a target, a dissenter, a troublemaker. What can you do about it? Well, once who asked me, I advise them to get that undone just about as fast as you can. Rick went through it. Rick did it. I asked him to please undo it. But I may have to go take the mark of the beast. You don't know what the mark of the beast is. 666. Well, you're going to find that right after 5 and before 7 comes 6. I believe it's this finger. Or maybe this one. After you get through with this one. Stop it. Think. You've got to be as shrewd as that fox, as smart and as clever as that serpent. And then you've got to be as gentle as that dove in the way you conduct yourself. And you certainly will not put the command in a position of saying that we are here to overthrow anything, including your government, as bad as it may be. That's your business. I'm here to collect God's people and hopefully bring a remnant through. And maybe even in the process we can reestablish from the shambles or the ashes, as the phoenix were, a renewal and a possibility of reclaiming this planet in some kind of freedom. It is a massive mission, and yet it is as small as the single one. It only takes one. And that one then will act. And the one he touches will act. And you'll act within the laws. You have no weapons. Do I expect that to happen? That patriots will sit back and allow truth to be the weapon? No, I don't. I expect a massive revolution and civil war. Only your civil war now would be more massive than your nation. Let's just say, this little bitty place of Cambodia, these are without a doubt the meanest, most tormented military troops you will encounter on the face of this earth. It will make the Zulus with their machetes look like children playing cowboys and Indians. They were known for this. And you have many encampments of Cambodians in Montana alone, in training encampments protected by your government. You have large incarceration facilities. Check the fences on these places. When you have 12-foot-high fences with razor wire facing inward, they plan to keep something inside. They're all over your nation. Does it help your brother for you to raise your hands and say, "Here I am, I'm a troublemaker. Put me in there. I'll be a martyr." I don't want any martyrs. I don't want any stupid troops either. God needs his people alive and well and acting in wisdom. And when you do that, it may not always seem so great, but you'll be provided with that which God sees you need. More than that becomes a problem. And yet neither may you just sit and say, "Well, I know God will work it out." Because you know what you just said? "I know one of my brothers will provide for me, work it out for me, and make my decisions for me, and then I'll go do something." No, thank you. All of you have had equal input. All of you have had exactly what I have given to Dorma and Oberle without the hard knocks, most of you. We stripped them of every iota of property that they could call their own. We saw to it that they were bankrupted and minus zero. So nobody can sit back and say, "Well, I'll wait for Oberle to provide it." Will he? If he can, he will. They work 24 hours a day in an effort to do that. But we're not going to build a communal system here. We're not going to build a communal system anywhere. We're not going to have any groupies. You'd all be dead by now. Or incarcerated, one or the other. You who want this closeness of a family group, better go back to the closeness of the family in attitude and forget the group. Forget an organization. You have many organizations functioning separately, and yet you do business intertwined, and you get along just fine in a community setting. You are friends and neighbors. And only in that relationship can you find security. Does that mean you can't have any little joint efforts? Of course not. A community should have joint efforts. You have to watch your terminology as to what is being utilized by your enemy. You see, words become the meaning, and they change the definition so that you may be working toward community. They call it communism, which isn't even communism, it's fascist socialism. So let's share another tidbit. Mr. Shevardnadze of the Soviet Union You remember, he was pretty high, and he was a real good friend. Well, guess what? He has become a born-again Christian and just got baptized. Now, what does that mean to you? Watch the serpents at their work. It could mean that you're talking now about the lie did white Russians. On the other hand, it could very clearly mean that you're being suckered in again. What about the lost missile? Why, it showed up right on time. Your deadliest enemy with a radar military ship over twice the size of a football field wanders into Seattle. And tromps around with this satellite missile head up and down your streets. You don't even hear about it. If it is announced on CNN, it was very brief and once. Not more than one day. Because I had all of you watching for it. And not one report came into me. Until it was found, and I thank you, Al, on the fifth page of the Daily News in a little bitty column up in the corner. One of the most important incidents on your planet this century, and nothing was noted. It bore trinkets. It sure did. And like I say, all that flu in New York City from standing in the rain watching a parade is not flu. You've been had, America.
May I interject something?
Yes, please.
The
Would, is there a speaker that... It's important these things get on the tapes now.
They were talking in the paper today about flu and everybody should get flu shots, but then they went back in history of World War I when people and described how people were all right when they got on the bus in the morning, they were dead by that afternoon. A number of these kind of situations, they're throwing out scare tactics about the flu so you'll get the shot.
Yes. And someone just inquired of me whether or not this new vaccine they're going to produce for AIDS will bear worse problems, and without a doubt, it's going to be beyond now the microchips, the microdots. Well, what are you to do? You're just going to have to go with what you feel you must do. I cannot tell you each thing to do. You see, you sit in this room and you think that this is for this room. Well, it's also for the other 6 billion people out there. I cannot think for each one of them. I can only present to you what I see, what is reported, what is coming down, and then you must use wisdom. There will always be an alternative action to counter this. Always. God would not allow you to be left without an alternative countermeasure. If you once are just taking and doing what I've suggested to you, you're going to be all right anyway. The minute you decide, I don't need this, or, well, this makes me feel a little icky, And I would even correct a little bit of the misperceptions floating around about this confounded hydrogen peroxide. I don't care if it's got a little aloe vera in it. Aloe vera is good for you. The bioflavonoids, if you can get it from the rose hips, are good for you. I have offered to you what I consider the minimal intake of substances to counter what they have sent against you in the viral form of crystalline creation. I don't need to dicker with it. I don't need to give big explanations about it. Yes, there are other substances that help and enhance and support. And quite frankly, there is a misunderstanding about the taking of this. Leon puts it in a capsule so that he can get more drops without that sensation in the mouth. Well, if you don't drink water, you're going to burn your stomach. But this cannot even compare with what's already in your stomach in the form of stomach acid. Even if something happened and you couldn't get the water to your lips. What very well might happen is it will basically kind of neutralize that's already in there. And it'll make you vomit from that strength. Well, won't that burn my throat? Won't that burn my nose? Won't that? Yes, it will. But if you cannot tolerate this kind of dosage up to 25 drops at a time in a little bit of water, then for goodness sakes, put 10 drops in your water and take it twice as often. And if that isn't suitable, put 10 drops in your capsule and take it with 6 ounces of water. We're talking reason. I have someone working on an integration of these products so that our resources are better. It's amazing to me. Somebody glumps onto something like kombucha tea and, oh, I got all of the... $335, I'll send you a membrane. And you can start your own. Kombucha tea is only one, and it came a long way down the line for something that has been in the high Himalayas, etc., and Russia for centuries. $335 for a piece of slime? Come off it. Surely.
And it produces itself really fast.
Until you don't know what to do with the confounded starch, right? Because most people won't use it. Well, that's beside the point. We'll get to that too. And yes, there are some other things that are really good for you. And yes, we have the capability of combining them and putting them into pills for you, if you want it.
Commander, may I interrupt right here for a turnover of the tape?
Yes, please. I'm going to get into my commercial.